Senator Gillibrand remembers when the issue of sexual assaults in the military really got on her radar. It was while watching a documentary called The Invisible War.
It tells the stories of men and women who survived these brutal rapes and then had to survive having their command turn their back on them. It was the second victimization that really crushed their spirits and crushed their souls. And my fury watching these stories unfold was so strong, I just said I had to do something about it.
Last year, Gillibrand was named chairwoman of the Armed Services Subcommittee on Personnel. She was outraged when she brought soldiers who were sexually assaulted to testify on Capitol Hill.
How horribly they were treated, not just by their assailant and their rapist, but then by the men and women who are supposed to be protecting them, people who denied that a crime had happened, people who said, it's your own fault. I couldn't believe a victim who went to his commander was told, it's your own fault, I'm not going to do anything.
The Pentagon had also released a private survey showing about 26,000 soldiers reported being sexually assaulted. The other problem? Only about 3,300 reported abuse. Gillibrand says it's unacceptable that 9 out of 10 victims aren't reporting the crimes. She says that's when she lost faith in military leaders' commitment to ending the culture that's allowed sexual assaults to become somewhat commonplace.
If you don't address the number one concern that there's a breach of trust with the chain of command, you're not really going to fix the system.
Gillibrand came up with a proposal to remove sexual crimes from the military chain of command. Slowly and methodically, she's been picking up support for her measure by lobbying many lawmakers one by one. Her legislation now has 53 co-sponsors. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says Gillibrand has been relentless in her effort.
Extraordinarily impressive, both thorough and tireless on behalf of a cause that clearly has interested and excited her.
But Gillibrand is facing fierce opposition from both the military brass and a few lawmakers, some from her own party. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill opposes Gillibrand's bill. As a former prosecutor, McCaskill says she's willing to compare her resume to anyone's.
I don't think there's anybody in the Senate that's prosecuted more rapists than I have. I don't think there's anybody who's spent more time with victims than I have in my life.
McCaskill and other lawmakers are planning to filibuster Gillibrand's bill when it comes to the Senate floor. McCaskill is offering an alternative that expands on reforms already enacted, like stripping commanders of the ability to overturn convictions while also providing counseling to victims.
There will be more prosecutions and better protection for victims with the reforms that we have just signed into law. And I think all of us are going to be paying very close attention how those reforms are actually implemented by the military, making sure that they do it in a way that respects victims and gives victims power.
New Hampshire Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte is teaming up with McCaskill to defeat Gillibrand's bill. But she says there's no lingering bad blood.
I appreciate what Senator Gillibrand's been doing, and we've worked together on, you know, all the reforms that we've already passed. So I don't think that this one area of disagreement should misunderstand all of our commitment to ensuring that people are held accountable within the military.
Still, Gillibrand isn't letting up. She says military leaders have failed to address the root problem for decades, and they can't be trusted to address the issue now.
Small adjustments, incremental measures will not make the difference, and our troops deserve better.
Gillibrand has been promised a vote on her proposal by Democratic leaders. She expects it to come up in the next 4 to 6 weeks, though it could happen any day. Getting it to the floor will be a small victory for New York's junior senator, but she says she's not letting up until the problem has been rooted out. For WSHU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.